WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Road rage on the highways near the Rellis campus yesterday left the windshield of a woman's car bashed in. Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says it started when the motorcyclist was not able to pass the car on the Highway 47 overpass, turning into West Highway 21, where the road narrows to one lane.
Somewhere down the line, he pulls in front of her vehicle and comes to a stop, causing her to stop. He strikes her vehicle with some device, like a chain or something like that, and takes off, and then she follows him.
Stewart says a few minutes later, both vehicles stopped at 21 in Fazino Road, and that's where the biker damages the windshield.
She did part of it correct. She called 911, but then continuing to follow the driver, the rider, the motorcycle's not really the right thing to do.
A photo of the smashed windshield is online at WTAW.com, along with a description of the motorcyclist and his bike. The woman, who was alone in the car, was not hurt. Motorists who normally get on and off the freeway in Bryan at the MLK and Old Reliance exit have to find a detour this morning. That's because the Bryan Police Department is blocking Old Reliance from the freeway to Austin's Colony Drive to do an accident reconstruction of a recent fatality crash. Bryan Police are also inviting you to watch a video in hopes you'll recognize a person accused of recent vehicle burglaries.
It shows a guy going up to a car. He tried the door handle, but luckily that one was locked, and nobody got into that one. So thank you for locking your car doors.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the suspect did get into unlocked vehicles after he was recorded. You can see the video on BPD's social media. It was an unexpectedly hot afternoon for thousands in College Station yesterday. College Station Utilities reports a power outage just after 3 p.m. was caused when a driver of a Traco doing construction off of Harvey Road east of the freeway pushed a tree into an overhead electric line. More than 4,400 customers were affected at some point between 3 and 6, though fewer than 300 sweated it out the entire time. They were located in an area bordered by University, Harvey, Veterans Park, and Boonville Road. The Bryan and College Station school boards went in different directions on teacher pay for next year. Last night, the College Station board approved a 1.5% increase for most employees. That includes Superintendent Clark Ely, who received a 1-year extension on his contract through 2020. Dr. Ely says some CSISD positions received more. That follows the district's first detailed compensation study in at least a decade.
I'm happy to report that we are making a recommendation tonight to increase salary schedules to a way that is more comparable to our market peers.
Bryan school board members on Monday night delayed action on pay raises for teachers and other professional employees as recommended by Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke.
You may have read several things with regard to what may transpire with teacher pay. We just simply don't know.
Auxiliary and paraprofessionals in Bryan ISD will be receiving a 3% pay raise next year. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 77 degrees. The text line is open, 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Well, let's see what happened here. The computer said, "Nah, I don't want to go to work yet.
It's early."
Well, you know, but we ask it to come to work every day at this
just
time.
Just like us.
Yeah,
you're
and
right.
The fact that it doesn't want to cooperate. Okay. All right, well, I'll tell you what. I'll just do the weather right now, and when the computer decides it wants to wake up and go to work, then that's what we'll do.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For more than 30 years, in addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. The weather, oh, what a surprise. More of what we had yesterday. Let's hope your air conditioning keeps working today. Today, they've changed the visuals on the weather page to just this blazing sun, and it says hot.
No, thanks.
Hot.
Yes.
Tomorrow, it's going to be hot. Friday is going to be hot. Okay. High temperature, about 98 degrees. Low temperature, I mean, probably, 75, 76, 77, kind of what we're looking at right now. And then, let's see, tomorrow, same thing. Heat index around 106, something like that. So just kind of enjoy that. 77. Wait, look, I think it's waked up and ready to go now.
Oh, so yeah. We'll, yeah.
Reaching brides to be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@BrianBroadcasting.com.
Bombers Baseball. Tonight at Nutrabolt Stadium, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, owner of Brazos Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across town or across the state, we make your move as stress-free as possible. And that's why we've been voted best in the Brazos Valley. Brazos Moving and Storage is fully licensed and insured, and our moving professionals carefully wrap and secure your items for a safe transit. Before your move, we'll give you a comprehensive and accurate cost estimate so there are no surprises. Get your free estimate now at BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper, guaranteed.
Okay, and so as we continue to do things out of order, now let's find out what's going on in the world of sports.
All righty, I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from new head coaches Tom Herman of Texas and Matt Rhule of Baylor from yesterday's Big 12 Media Days as they concluded that. Meanwhile, the Astros return to the win column with a victory over the Mariners while the Rangers hit a three-game skid with their loss to the Orioles. And Ezekiel Elliott is in some more hot water after an altercation at a Dallas bar. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You just hate when Dallas Cowboy players get in trouble.
Yeah.
Because they are they still America's team? Can we still call them America's team?
People do.
Tens of thousands of mink. I don't know if tens of thousands of minks or just mink.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Anyway, on a central Minnesota farm, were set free from their cages, unleashing the little prized fur-bearing critters into the dark of night.
Oh, no.
Authorities. Well, you see... By the way, the minks are worth $750,000, apparently.
Wow.
According to a spokesperson for the sheriff's office, these nitwits think they've done something good when they went into it. Something it happened sometime between 10:30 at night and 5:30 in the morning, Sunday night or Monday morning. Some of the mink are dying from stress or something else. We're not sure about it, said the government, the sheriff's spokesperson.
Hmm.
A large number will starve to death because, raised in captivity, they don't know how to hunt.
Yeah.
Along with the risk of biting humans, there's a concern, too, that any wildlife that the minks come in contact with will... well, probably have an angry disposition. And if anybody comes upon a mink, authorities are said just it could bite you because it's scared. So
yeah.
Don't do that.
Good now, job, PETA.
Let's yeah, oh but oh it gets betterer and betterer and betterer because the mink farm, mink ranch, whatever it happens to be, is right next to a federally protected wildlife reserve. Okay, so if the minks go in there and kill something, they're going to be in trouble.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But you may not have to worry because their mamas didn't get a chance to teach them how to hunt, so
yeah.
they don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Info?
Mation.
You can go with mink or minks.
Okay,
both are acceptable.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they're free, man. They're free.
Are we gonna have mink on food stamps? Is that what's gonna happen?
I think so. Because they can't fend for themselves.
We are having to do meals on wheels for minks in Minnesota. Oh,
mink meals. Yeah.
Terror. Have a great time today.
This is Tony Morelos at W.E. Gibson Insurance. Like most consumers, I do a lot of research online before I decide to buy a product. But insurance policies are complex legal contracts, and the differences among them can be dramatic. If you make a mistake buying a frying pan on Amazon, you might be out $25. But if you make a mistake buying the wrong kind of insurance online, you could lose everything you own. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we want to help you not make mistakes buying insurance, whether it be personal or business insurance. Our knowledgeable agents can guide you through the complicated process of buying insurance so that you will feel comfortable that you're getting the best product at the best price. Give us a call at 694-1555 in College Station or 825-6565 in Navasota. I think you will discover why so many others trust W.E. Gibson Insurance for their insurance needs.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side.
It's Wednesday, and we still don't have any Diet Coke here. Now, I happened to find one in the refrigerator yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And if it belonged to another employee, I'm
you
sorry.
You didn't care.
No, but yeah, I didn't care. I think it's one that I put in there the last time it gave me two.
Oh.
But now, I mean, I have invested $1.50, and I have no Coke to show for it.
Oh, that hurts.
However.
Why don't you have your own that you just bring with you?
I brought some from the house today.
Okay.
Because I had no faith.
Well,
that we were going to be able to do that.
Oh, I've been there. Whenever they don't, whenever I'm pretty sure that there's not ones that aren't, you know, over the date in there.
Yeah.
I just bring my own.
Yeah. So anyhow, so I got that now. I'm hoping, and you know, the other day I did see Zach did actually empty out the ice tray into the little, you know, bucket there and refill the tray.
Oh,
good for him.
Yeah. We had this conversation though.
Yeah,
no, because then grubby people with their grubby hands are digging
right.
in the ice tray.
That's true. Well, I promise I'm going to go wash my hands and go get some of the grubby ice out of there.
You go do whatever you want.
That way I got the Diet Coke
I'll
thing
keep drinking
happening.
My own coffee
there you go.
In my own cup with no ice.
That you brought from the house.
That I brought from the house.
Okay. It's raspberry cake day.
All day long.
Raspberry cake. I can't say that I've ever had raspberry cake.
Nor have I.
Me neither.
Strawberry, yes, but not raspberry.
Sounds like, well, if somebody wants to do it, that's fine. But sounds like a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because you got to go catch the raspberries. And,
yeah, and those
gotta wrangle them up.
Suckers are fast.
Yeah, really are. Anyway, but it's also daiquiri day.
Okay, yeah. There we go.
Yeah, and if you need something to celebrate with your daiquiri day, it's Nicaraguan Liberation Day.
Okay.
Which wouldn't normally matter, but that's a reason that you could celebrate with daiquiris, I suppose.
Yeah, it's also Mink Liberation Day, apparently.
Now, isn't this strange that today it's National Hot Dog Day?
Oh, after the hot dog recall.
After our little problem that we had yesterday.
Ooh, yikes.
7 million pounds of extraneous extrusion.
I think I'll go with the daiquiri day instead of the hot dog day.
Probably so. Now,
but I bet you some of those restaurants around town will have some specials, some
probably
hot dog
so.
Specials.
Hot dogs and daiquiris, maybe?
There we go.
Over 25 million hot dogs are sold at baseball stadiums every year, and whether they are grilled or boiled, whether they're broiled or pan-fried, whether they're rotisserie-cooked, or just covered with something on a stick.
So many ways to cook a hot dog.
There really are. And, of course, loved by children of all ages.
Mm-hmm.
On May 31st, 2012, a world record was set for the most expensive hot dog.
Okay.
In the California Capital City Dog is what it was called. And it was, of course, developed in Sacramento. $145.49.
Yeah, no thanks.
An 18-inch all-beef natural casing dog from Chicago.
Sure.
Served with, of course, organic mixed baby greens, sautéed shallots.
Who puts greens
and
on a hot
syrup.
Dog? Come
well,
on.
But organic, and again, it's in California.
Yeah.
And they used, of course, a whole grain mustard from France, garlic and herb mayonnaise as well. Some sort of expensive moose cheese from Sweden.
Moose cheese.
All of that put together. And so,
how do you fit all that on there with the pretension?
All righty, there you go.
Just remember, there are over 1,500 national days, so don't miss this one today. Go celebrate from the National Hot Dog Council. Also, later on today, it's at the Baby Food Festival.
Oh.
The Baby Food National Baby Food Festival begins in Fremont, Michigan, which is the hometown of Gerber Products. So we'll look into that.
All right.
Think about the last time you had to eat baby food. Well, you know,
probably when I was a baby.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
I've eaten it as an adult.
Yeah, no. You do, and you have to try it first to show your child it's not going to kill them.
Right.
And but we'll talk about that a little later. In the meantime, we're going to look up the birthdays we have.
We do have some birthdays, not too many today, actually,
right.
But UFC fighter John Bones Jones
is
30 today. Caitlin Doubleday is 33, plays Jesse Kane on Nashville.
Hmm.
Trey Byers is 34. Andre Lyon on Empire. Jared Padalecki is 35.
Hey,
plays
Supernatural.
Yeah, plays Sam.
And he's on Gilmore Girls.
Ah, so there you go.
Okay.
He is Dean, the original boyfriend.
There you go, Dean.
Yep.
All right. Benedict Cumberbatch, who just has a fun name to say, is 41. Of course, he's Doctor Strange in the Marvel Universe.
Done
Sherlock Holmes
stuff,
on BBC.
Yeah.
And he's also
Imitation
was Khan.
Game. Yeah. Oh,
all sorts of stuff.
In the new Star Trek. Let's see. Nancy Walls is 51. Steve Carell's wife.
Oh, okay.
He was also a correspondent on The Daily Show.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Edwards is 55. Of course, Dr. Mark Green on ER.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
And Goose from Top Gun.
Hey.
Brian May is 70. He's a Queen's lead guitar player who also has a PhD in astrophysics.
Wow. Of course.
Which is probably makes him an appropriate guy to write the soundtrack for Flash Gordon, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Eagles guitarist Bernie Leadon is 70.
Probably the key word there is former.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's not making the money now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Alan Gorey is 71. It's the bassist for the Average White Band.
Oh, and we're at work.
Yeah.
Vicky Carr, that was a singer from a while back. She's 76 years old. And Ilya Nastasi, who used to be called Ilya Nasty because he was, I mean, he wasn't as bad as John McEnroe, but he was a bit temperamental. Anyhow, he's not playing tennis now too much. He's 71. All right, 621.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I do not understand breaking a 7-year promise. I do not understand how this is even a possibility that it doesn't get done. It's beyond any comprehension of how most of us live our lives. We all underpromise and overdeliver. Most of us don't go to expensive Senate dining room lunches. Most of us don't go to the Senate barbershop. Most of us don't have for the next 6 months, they have 30 days or less scheduled on the calendar to work. You don't go on a vacation, come back 15 days working, and then take another 30-day vacation.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I found out how it feels to be cool, to open up that door and be comfortable, leave the outside there and kick back in my favorite chair.
No sweat.
Wearing more than just my underwear.
No sweat.
The neighbors got no reason to stare.
No sweat.
Now the dog can grow back all its hair. Since we changed the air.
Barker's Heating and Cooling. Earning your seal of approval every day.
623 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Okay, I guess this guy may have migrated from Florida, not sure. Police officers arrested a 32-year-old man on Friday. Let me see, I was going to tell you about that till the pop-up came over. God, I hate this. All right, here we go. All right, so anyway, let me close that down. This is really getting to be a hassle. This advertising thing. Oh, wait, no, we need advertising.
Oh, yeah. We love advertising. Yeah,
advertising's good.
Police officers arrested a 32-year-old man in Michigan Friday evening for standing in the street butt naked.
Oh, of course.
In the process, they accidentally set him on fire. Officers found one. Oh, his name is Travis Tingler. Wow. Okay. He was shouting toward a home at the intersection. He had a knife in his hand and said he was going to go after the people in the house. It was then Mr. Tingler told officers he wasn't doing anything wrong. Well, the officer said, well, yeah, you can't be standing here in the middle of the street with no clothes on. And so the police officer asked kind of how he's doing. And he seemed to be dazed and had a blank stare on his face, according to the officer.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Officer suspected that Mr. Tingler, well, could be on some sort of a substance.
Hmm.
And clearly, he needed to do something about his appearance or lack of. And so they tased him. Well,
We got to do something here.
Yeah, really. Well, the problem was that the taser apparently hit the lighter that he was holding.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. That could cause problems.
It did. And it basically set his beard on fire.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. That's it. Well, anyway, they
were nothing like the smell of fresh burnt hair.
Yeah, that's right. They were able to pat him down. But anyhow, and he did have a blood alcohol level of 1.77, which is way above the legal limit.
More than twice.
But
yes.
It's really not worth getting your beard set on fire either. So
no.
There you go. Stories from Michigan this morning.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Get the tractor you need to tackle the tough jobs on your list. Take the Kubota L2501 tractor. It comes with a tough diesel engine, an available front loader, and backhoe. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
So I'm always giving stupid criminals a hard time, but it's always nice to see when they've reformed and done something great. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. So a 32-year-old guy in Bridgeport, Connecticut named Aaron Tucker got out of jail a few weeks ago after a 22-month stint for weapons charges. Well, while he was locked up, his first son was born, and when he heard him crying over the phone, it made him want to turn his life around. So he got his GED, started tutoring other inmates, and planned to get the best job he could when he got out. So 1 week after he got placed in a halfway house, he woke up at 5 a.m. for a job interview at a barbecue joint and took the bus. But on his way there, he witnessed a really bad car crash. A guy hit a tree, flipped his car, and was trapped inside. Aaron says he told the bus driver to stop and help, but the guy said he had to stay on his route. So Aaron got off, watched the bus leave, found the driver covered in blood, and pulled him out while the car started to catch fire. He then took off the only dress shirt he had, used it as a tourniquet, and ended up skipping his interview to stay with the guy until paramedics got there. Last we heard, the driver was in stable condition, and it looks like he'll be okay. Aaron told the local news he wasn't even thinking about the interview. He just wanted to save the guy. But now, because of the story, he's gotten a bunch of job interviews. Someone also set up a GoFundMe page that's already raised over $55,000 to help him get back on his feet. If you want to help, just search for Thank You Fund for Aaron Tucker on GoFundMe.com. Now that's a pretty cool story. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
It's rodeo time in the Brazos Valley. Brian Broadcasting, Lithia Dodge, Cavender's Boot City, Coors, and Producers Cooperative are proud to present the 46th Annual Brian Breakfast Lions Club PRCA Rodeo at the Brazos County Expo Complex, 7:30 p.m. each night, July 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Thursday night is 40-head bull riding. Friday night and Saturday night is the PRCA Rodeo. Professional rodeo at its best with some of the top PRCA cowboys and cowgirls, along with the Sammy Catalina Rodeo Company. All three nights include rodeo clowns, specialty acts, bullfighting, the world-famous Catalina Cowgirls, and the Southern Tour of the Mini Bareback Riding World Championship Series. For the kids, there'll be a petting zoo, pony rides, calf scramble, and mutton busting. Advance tickets may be purchased at Cavender's Boot City, Producers Cooperative, Catalina Hatters, Texas Rose Boutique, Lithia Dodge, and the Eagle. Be part of the Old West while supporting the Brian Breakfast Lions Club. That's July 20th, 21st, and 22nd at 7:30 p.m. We'll see you at the rodeo. More info and event listing, go to brianrodeo.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:28, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Yep, same stuff. Different day. Actually, it's going to be a little bit warmer today. Air temperature, they say, will be 98 or so. Heat index around 106 and maybe more. And not much wind out there, about 5 miles an hour. So another sweltering day. Same thing going on for Thursday and Friday. Saturday, we do have a slight chance of some showers at about 20% out there. But the temps will still be the same. We'll still be up in the upper 90s. Right now, winds are calm, 94% relative humidity. Fair skies, we've got 77.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Oil prices are edging up in advance of American Petroleum Institute data today expected to show an increase in U.S. crude inventories last week. The developer of the Dakota Access Pipeline and U.S. officials are asking a federal court to keep the pipeline up and running during an environmental review that will take the rest of the year to complete. Energy Transfer Partners estimates in court documents shutting down would cost it $90 million per month. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross will discuss monetary issues with their Chinese counterparts and host a day-long meeting in Washington, D.C. today. Earnings season continues with some marquee companies reporting today, including Morgan Stanley and American Express. The tech-heavy NASDAQ had a bounce from Netflix and notched a new record-high close. The movie streaming giant rose 13.5% a day after smashing Wall Street forecasts, helping the NASDAQ add 30 points for the session. The Dow was dragged down 55 points by lower bank earnings. S&P 500 was flat. Futures are mixed. That's your money now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board has not decided on all pay raises for next year. Action was postponed on what teachers and other professionals will receive. The board sided with the recommendation of Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke to wait until what state lawmakers decide during the special session.
We're very concerned that we may, in fact, do something, and then the state requires to do something different, and so we find ourselves in a real situation.
Paraprofessionals and auxiliary employees in Bryan ISD will receive a 3% raise next year. The College Station School Board last night approved a pay plan affecting all employees. Superintendent Clark Ely says that includes market adjustments following the district's first detailed pay study in at least 10 years.
We think it's doing right by our employees in College Station ISD. We'll be able to make a number of changes, I think, that are positive for current and future employees.
The board also extended Dr. Ely's contract 1 year through 2020 with a pay increase next year of 1.5%, which is what most CSISD employees are getting. Authorities are looking for a motorcyclist accused of striking a woman's car twice yesterday along Highway 21 near the Rellis campus west of Bryan. Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart was told the biker was not able to pass the car on the Highway 47 overpass, merging to West Highway 21. After the biker got around the car, he stopped in front of the woman, struck the car with a chain, and took off.
And then she follows him, and he continues westbound, and at some point does a U-turn, comes back to the Fazino Road exit, stops, gets off his motorcycle, and that's when he hits the vehicle with his helmet.
Stewart said the woman did the right thing by calling 911, but following the motorcyclist was not the right thing to do.
The call taker really tried to discourage her from doing that. The outcome of this is a pretty good example of why we don't want you following.
The woman, who was alone in the car, was not hurt. A description of the motorcyclist and a photo of the smashed windshield are online at WTAW.com. A Bryan woman's driving record has had her in jail on two consecutive days this week, three times since mid-June and five times this year. 21-year-old Kayansha Williams is getting out on bond following her latest arrest, which was Monday night around 9:30. That's when a Bryan policeman, according to the arrest report, pulled over Williams across Texas from the Bryan City Cemetery for not having an operating brake light. According to the arrest report, Williams has 9 active suspensions and 3 prior convictions for driving with an invalid license. A 26-year-old Bryan man with 39 active suspensions on his driving record was picked up by Bryan police Monday morning. According to the arrest report, the officer recognized Juan Francisco Morales from investigating a hit-and-run crash earlier this month where Morales did not have a license. Morales was arrested for driving with an invalid license with prior convictions and possession of K2. Local law enforcement continues to ask everyone to hide valuables in your vehicles and lock the doors. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says they have video of someone who was not successful at one vehicle.
But there was a vehicle or two in the very close proximity that weren't so lucky.
So we're asking people to view this video and let us know if they can recognize the person that is in it so that we can maybe combat some of these other burglaries in the area. And then also remind people, lock your doors, because as it shows in this case, it did prevent a burglary.
The video is online at WTAW.com and on BPD's social media. Bryan Police have also announced a traffic advisory for this morning between 7 and noon. Old Reliance will be blocked between Austin's Colony and the freeway to continue investigating a fatality crash from earlier this month. The accident reconstruction also means blocking the northbound freeway exit ramp to Old Reliance and MLK. A federal judge is expected to rule any day on whether to give inmates in Texas state prisons emergency relief from the summer heat. That's after Texas inmates sued to get AC. An attorney representing older and ill inmates at the PAC unit in Grimes County, Jeff Edwards, says all county jails and federal prisons in Texas are air conditioned.
But for some reason, the leadership at the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, despite knowing that it endangers its inmates, despite knowing that it places them at risk, they have made virtually no steps to air condition their facilities.
The county judge in Newton County along the Louisiana border has offered the use of their vacant 900-bed air-conditioned facility, which Edwards says was a nice gesture. The lawsuit says 22 Texas inmates have died as a result of exposure to relentless summertime heat since 1998. And during the warmest part of the day yesterday, more than 4,400 customers had no power in College Station. The outage lasted less than 1 hour for most, but for about 300, there was no electricity between 3 and 6 p.m. That was in the area bordered by Veterans Park, Boonville Road, Harvey, and University. College Station Utilities reports the outage was caused when the driver of a track hoe doing construction off of Harvey Road east of the freeway pushed a tree into an overhead electric line. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 77 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Mid-South Synergy is excited to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. With a solar farm located in Bedice, Texas, Synergy Solar takes the hassle out of generating smart, clean energy and offers the benefits of solar energy to our members. Synergy Solar has proved to be accessible, affordable, and renewable by offering a maintenance-free program. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop or call 936-825-5100.
We may be overstocked,
but we won't be undersold
at Tom Light's Chevrolet. Now save 26% on new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition.
26% in total savings.
Choose from a big selection. But hurry, we may be overstocked,
but we won't be undersold.
All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include factory incentives of $91.68 and dealer discounts of $27.50. Stock number 6253. See dealer for details.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces in graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions. Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at Park at Traditions.
Hey, let's do some weather, shall we? It's 6:39. Weather's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Here we go.
Large area of high pressure in control of the weather over the eastern half of the country. That leads to sunshine across our area today, along with some passing clouds. Also leads to some very warm temperatures, 95 to 100. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80. We'll have sun tomorrow, and it's going to be 95 to 100. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80 degrees. Partly sunny on Friday with a high of 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Big 12 Media Days wrapped up yesterday. We'll hear from Texas's Tom Herman and Baylor's Matt Rhule. Meanwhile, the Brazos Valley Bombers continue to maintain their TCL lead with a road win over the Marshals, and the Rangers dropped a third game in a row with their loss to the Orioles, while the Astros earned a win over the Mariners, even without Carlos Correa. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, the rodeo starts tomorrow.
Cool.
All right.
The Brian Breakfast Lions Club PRCA Rodeo. They've been doing this for 46 years.
Yeah.
Let's give away some tickets.
Yes. Ooh, there we go.
Yeah, 695-1620, 695-1620. Not just any tickets. I'm looking at these. These are serial number 0001.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, like maybe the first ticket they printed this year.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, 695-1620 if you want a pair of tickets to the rodeo, and they'll be good. These are adult admission. They'll be good tomorrow night or the 21st or the 22nd. It all starts at 7:30 each night.
Cool.
Okay. And you'll need to come by here and pick up the tickets if you want to do that. Hey there, you want some rodeo tickets?
Yes, sir.
Who are you?
Mike Daly.
All right, Mike, come by here. We'll have them for you, all right?
Thank you, sir.
Yep. Want some rodeo tickets?
Man, I would love to go to the rodeo.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to get through today. Who's this?
This is David Brochu.
All right, David Brochu. I'm going to spell that wrong, I know, but, you know, as long as we got David B. on there, we'll have it. Come by here and got tickets for you, all right?
Well, thank you so much.
All right,
appreciate
see, it. You bet. A pair of tickets, 695-1620, 695-1620. We'll take a couple more, and you come by the Crystal Park Plaza, that beautiful mirrored glass five-story building that's
just
glistening.
Just gorgeous.
Yeah, just glistening in the sun this morning.
It's like a
morning.
Glistening beacon.
Hey there, who's this?
This is Cindy.
Cindy who?
Flanagan.
All right, Cindy, come by here. I got a pair of tickets for you, all right?
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Yep.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. All right.
I so wanted to say Cindy Lou Who.
Cindy Lou.
Nice.
I said we're going to give away two more pair, and then the other two callers dropped off. All right.
Oh.
Well, here, this is our last one for today. Hi, who's this?
Roy Brantley.
All right, Roy, come by here. I got a pair of tickets for you, okay?
Sounds terrific. Thank you.
All right, see you. All right. There we
awesome.
Go.
So I love giving away stuff.
Yeah. I know. It's fun to be able to do that.
Man.
So we got a little rodeo action
Mr.
coming
Downs
up.
Gave us like more in our budget. Maybe
yeah.
we could like give away more things.
I know. You're right. Exactly.
That's your department, Chelsea. You got to go in there and get the credit card, remember?
I know, right? Weren't we supposed to give away Oreo eggs?
Yeah, whatever happened
I don't know because he didn't put them in the break room. We were supposed to use them as a, you know. Well,
wonder if his grandchildren ended up with a pretty good sugar high out of that.
Yeah, right?
I mean, full disclosure, I ate all of mine, but I didn't eat the rest of them.
Okay.
Not taking credit for that.
All right. Anyway, and a little bit of them goes a long way. I'm just saying, but that's fine. All right. So it is it's still Chit Chat Wednesday. It's a little bit different today. We'll talk to Congressman Flores in about 45 minutes, and then we'll talk to Governor Greg Abbott at 8:30 this morning. Boy, they got started yesterday. The Senate's out of the blocks. That's in Texas. The Senate's out of the blocks in no time. They've already... their committee has already passed out two of these sunset bills to take to the Senate today. They'll be done tapping their little tasseled loafers on the carpet to looking at the House going, come on, let's go.
Let's go,
come on,
let's
come
go.
On, let's go.
Yeah.
We've done our part. So anyhow, we'll talk about that and some other stuff. Oh, in the meantime, it's probably just not a good day to be a Republican.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, it's really, really
what
not.
In the heck are they doing?
Well, and again, if you listen to Rush yesterday, you listen to Sean yesterday, their heads are just blowing up. Glenn Beck's head was blowing up to begin with, and he actually sided with President Trump on this thing, which he doesn't do very often, but, I mean, he was talking about the Republicans who, you know, voted for this thing once, and now they're not voting for it or not going to vote on it, and what's that all about? And, of course, the leader of the free world had his phone going.
He did. So let's go back to yesterday.
Yep.
He tweeted, "As I have always said, let Obamacare fail and then come together and do a great health care plan. Stay tuned." And then he continued a couple hours later, "With only a very small majority, the Republicans in the House and Senate need more victories next year since Dems totally obstruct no votes."
Totally.
And then he said the Senate must go to a 51-vote majority instead of current 60 votes. Even parts of full repeal need 60. 8 Dems control Senate. Crazy.
Crazy.
And then he went on a new subject.
Yeah.
Fake news story of secret dinner with Putin is sick. All G20 leaders and spouses were invited by the Chancellor of Germany. The press knew.
Fake news.
And then he continued, the fake news is becoming more and more dishonest. Even a dinner arranged for top 20 leaders in Germany is made to look sinister.
Oh, but can he not talk to other leaders? Is that not okay?
Right.
Do we have to tell the media everything?
Exactly.
I mean, sometimes you need to have what they call back channels. So,
that's the thing. A contentious media is not necessarily a bad thing, but this one is spiteful. It's not contentious. It's spiteful. It's turning everything he does into a scandal.
Yeah. So that's that. Back to the healthcare. I think they're going to vote. They're going to vote a repeal only, no replacement. And that's going to be chaotic. I mean, there's not any doubt about that. That's scary to a whole lot of people.
Right.
But if you did listen to any of the shows yesterday, I mean, there are a whole lot of folks who are paying $1,200 a month for $1,200
a month.
And then they've got like a $6,500 deductible on top of that.
Right.
Well, that's
it's
not
going to
work. That's just not going to work. All right, anyhow, the White House also announced that the president will hold a campaign-style rally in Youngstown, Ohio, next Tuesday. So there, see what they can do to get people revved up a little bit. The rally will clearly be seen as a shot across the bow for the Rust Belt Republicans, who were a tad queasy about health care, according to the Trump spokesperson. And that's true. They focused on Ohio Senator Rob Portman yesterday, who basically, a guy called up, I think it was Beck, He called Beck and said, yeah. He said, let me give you the senator's number. He said, no, I don't need the senator's number. I've called 3 times and my voicemail gets deleted each time.
Huh.
That's not good.
No.
Not good. Okay, if you're not going to have town hall meetings, then you're not going to even take those calls. And they said, well, let me get you his local office. He said, no, I got the number. I got this. I'm going to go see him. So there are people that are angry.
I'm sure.
They talked to another guy who was a police officer in Ohio who was on full disability from an injury that was job related. So getting full disability, well, now they're going to dump his pension and his health care is going to have to go through Obamacare. So go ahead and be a first responder.
Right.
Become disabled because of an accident on the job. Then lose your pension. Oh, then find out that the best health care you're going to get will be going into the exchanges that are out there. That's probably not the way you ought to be. You shouldn't be treating anybody that way. But
no.
Anyhow, that's so they really are. They're zeroing in on Ohio. All right, 6:48.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
This has been an odd year for gardening, to be sure, here in Texas, but then again, you know what? I think all of them are. There's just no standard of excellence in Texas weather. We have some unusual troubles of the late summer. I'm going to deal with those right after this important message.
There's a lot of talk these days about Made in America. Well, let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for more than 85 years. It's Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings. They're made right here by people who care about quality, both in materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home or a custom steel building or even a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has 4 manufacturing facilities right here in the USA, and with 33 branches for sales and service, there's certain to be a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller for metal buildings or roofing, you're choosing the best quality products and you're supporting local jobs and local families, ordinary hard-working folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, more than 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. Visit MuellerInc.com or go to one of the 33 locations. That's MuellerInc.com. Mueller, made in America, made to last. There are several uncommon factors in landscapes and gardens, many of them directly caused by weather. I have some of the most bothersome among them. I'm going to start with one that is always there every year. It's called nutsedge or nutgrass. It's a real problem. It's not a true grass. In fact, grass stems are round. Sedge stems, like nutsedge, are triangular when you roll them between your thumb and index finger. There are a couple of products that can be used on nutsedge, and the time to apply them is rapidly running out. One of them is called Image, and the manufacturer recommends 2 applications 30 days apart, with both applications finished up by the middle of September. So mid-August is your cutoff date for the first application of Image. Now, Manage is another product. It has changed its name in recent years. It is now called Sedgehammer, and Sedgehammer is a great product for controlling nutsedge. It's now more of a consumer product as well, and only one application of it is needed. Read and follow label directions, especially around other plants that might be damaged. Webworms are making their encore appearance. They do it every year about this time. Just when you thought it was safe to come out, we've been hit by a second generation. Don't confuse these with bagworms that devour needles of junipers and arborvitae and other cone-bearing plants. Webworms form ugly grayish-white webs all over the branches of pecans, mulberries, ash, box elders, possum haw hollies, and many other trees and large shrubs. When you can safely remove them with a long-handled pole pruner, that's usually the best way to eliminate them. Of course, you can't do that around power lines. Spraying is just not very effective. Nutrient depletion is the direct result of sustained rainfall or, in this year, sustained irrigation. If you haven't fertilized for a couple of months, your plants really need the added boost. If you live in black clay soil, as much of Texas does along Interstate 35, you probably should use a quality all-nitrogen fertilizer. Actually, that's going to apply for any clay soil. If you're in a sandy soil in East Texas or elsewhere, you want to use one that is conspicuously high in nitrogen, a 4:1:2 ratio. All nitrogen for clay soils, high nitrogen for sandy soils. While most plants should be fertilized now, St. Augustine lawn should be left alone for another month or so. Get yourself into September before you feed your St. Augustine. That will lessen the chance of gray leaf spot breaking out. I'm Neil Sperry. All manners of shade in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks so much for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, Big 12 Media Days wrapped up yesterday in Frisco. Kicking off the second and final day was new Texas head man Tom Herman, who was asked what he's doing to turn things around on the 40 acres.
These 16-year-old kids that we're recruiting, since they were 10 years old, they've seen 2 winning Texas football seasons. 2. They've seen 4 losing Texas football seasons. So the Texas that they know is a lot different than the Texas that people in my generation know. And so it's our job to show them what Texas is capable of, what Texas has been in the past, and what we're planning on being again in the future.
Herman, of course, comes to Austin from the University of Houston, where he coached the Cougars to a 22-4 overall record in 2 seasons. Another first-year coach taking the podium yesterday was Baylor head man Matt Rhule. The Bears have come under a lot of fire the past couple of years after mishandling sexual assault allegations. Rhule says he's trying to change that narrative in Waco.
I think any person that's considering coming to Baylor and coming to be a part of the football program should ask, you know, to tell me about what's happened and tell me about the progress that you guys have made. And those are frank and open discussions, because to be quite honest with you, I'm proud of what we're doing. whether it's not just the education that we're doing, because that's so important, but just the culture that I think we've established, to have kids that are doing the right thing in the classroom, to have kids that are doing the right thing off the field.
The 42-year-old Rule has spent the last four seasons as head coach at Temple, where he led the Owls to a 28-23 overall record, including back-to-back 10-win seasons in 2015 and 2016. Also speaking on the final day of Big 12 Media Days were Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy, West Virginia's Dana Holgorsen, and Kansas State's Bill Snyder. The Brazos Valley Bombers defense showed up big last night against the Texas Marshals in their fifth straight game without an error, which helped propel them to a 6-4 win on the road. With the win, the Bombers improved to 24-13 on the season and hold their two-game lead over the Cane Cutters in the Baylor Scott & White Health TCL standings. The Bombers return home to Nutrabolt to face the Marshals again tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
breaking ball, and that's hit well and deep to left field and sends back Heredia, and that ball is gone! Over the Landry's Crawford boxes for Gattis, his second home run of the game, and the Astros' lead is 5-1.
Evan Gattis homered twice to back up a solid start by Brad Peacock and help the Houston Astros to a 6-2 victory over the Seattle Mariners. The Astros wrap up the series with the Mariners today at Minute Maid. First pitch is scheduled for 1:10 p.m. Also for the Astros, all-star shortstop Carlos Correa is expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks with a torn ligament in his left thumb. The Astros put Correa on the 10-day disabled list and recalled Colin Moran from AAA Fresno just in time for last night's game against Seattle. Meanwhile in Baltimore,
and there's a swing and there's a high drive to left center field and deep. Mazzara back at the wall, and that one is gone. About 10 rows back over the 364 sign in that short alley in left center. Mancini with his 15th blast of the year.
Chris Davis homered in a 6-run first inning, added a grand slam in the fourth, and finished with a career-high 6 RBIs to help the Baltimore Orioles breeze past the Texas Rangers 12-1. The Rangers look to avoid a 4-game skid tonight in Baltimore. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And in the NFL, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says the club is still gathering details over Ezekiel Elliott's involvement in an altercation at a Dallas bar, the latest off-field incident for the star running back. Elliott was already facing a potential suspension over the NFL's investigation of a year-old domestic case. The latest dispute involves a man getting punched in the nose on Sunday night. Dallas police said the 30-year-old man didn't know who punched him, and the report does not mention Elliott. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We understand that. We're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Mark your calendars. Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th. Come out to ASAP Equipment's grand opening celebration. ASAP Equipment, College Station's only full-line steel dealer, will be offering special discounts for 2 days only on all steel trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. If you're needing to upgrade your handheld equipment, this special steel sale is the time to do it. 2 days only, Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th. ASAP Equipment's located at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack. You can call us at 690-1106. That's 690-1106.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hey, good morning. About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Dang, rock and roll and sports just doesn't mix. Metallica ruined the grass at Comerica Park in Detroit.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
With their sparklers.
Well, no, they actually it was the forklifts that they used to build the stage.
Yeah, well.
Pretty much tore up the outfield. And, of course, there was rain, which they couldn't help. And then, just to make things worse, the ground crew wasn't able to get the sod that they normally get out of Wisconsin.
Oh, man.
In time for the July 14th home game. The baseball players were not happy.
I bet.
So it's a bunch of millionaires angry at another bunch of
millionaires.
So there you go. Mm. All right, going to be hot today. Real hot. 98 or so is going to be our high temperature. And the heat index will be around 106 or so. Look for that probably the next few days. And actually, all the way through the weekend is what we're looking at. Slight chance of showers during the weekend. Right now, we got 77 degrees, and the weather is brought to you by Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. WTAW College Station, Brian.